get a good feeling, yeah.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
Live from the Penguin Radio Studios on the campus of Dominican University of California, it's Do It Live with me, Avery Jaffe.
Hi there, everybody. This is Avery Jaffe coming at you live from historic Angelico Concert Hall on the campus of Dominican University of California. It is 8.03 p.m., not a.m., Thursday, March the 1st. I am Avery Jaffe, and you are doing it live. Do It Live is available to be listened to on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and Ustream, tinyurl.com/doitlive, or just go to the search bar on Ustream and type in Do It Live, and that's D-U. Do It Live gives you the heads up for what's happening on campus at Dominican, from ASDU events, on-campus events, to Penguin Sports, and even Edge Hill parties. We're going to focus again on Penguin Sports tonight because, well, let's face it, it's a Thursday. Nobody's listening. There's like 5 people watching on Ustream. I'm pretty sure my mom has 3 computers pulled up. So that's like, oh, now we're down to 4. Okay, maybe 2 computers pulled up. And it's been a really long week. This is the week right before spring break for Dominican. And midterms have been like pressed up for this week. Everybody's stressed out. Nobody has any laundry because they're too lazy because they want to pack. And yeah, it's a whole big mess. So we're going to keep it real laid back tonight on Do It Live. And we're going to do it live, but we're going to keep it laid back. Later on tonight, we're going to have 2 or 3, depending on who shows up, in-studio guests. One of them will be the nation's leader in the NCAA Division II for steals, Xander McNally, a senior on the Dominican Penguins men's basketball team, will be joining us in studio tonight. That's really great to see. People know that we have a radio station, that my show exists. No, Xander's a great guy, and an even greater guy, or a guy who's just as great, Xavier Muldrow, who's also a senior on Dominican's men's basketball team, will be joining us tonight. In addition, on the show, we have an interview with Tucky Tokoi, the beloved member of Dominican's women's basketball team and the lone senior on the squad this year. Senior night festivities just happened at the Conlon Center this past Saturday. So I figure we'll just keep it all sports related tonight. Maybe later we'll get guests to call in. If you do want to call in on your own, the number is 415-482-3587. That number again is 415-482-3587. You can always go to facebook.com/doitlive. And check out all our information. All the links are there. in addition to the length of the podcast, except for that first show that I did, I didn't even bother recording it. It was so bad. It's true. If you listened, consider yourself among the rare elite who got to listen to that first disastrous show. So do it live tonight. We're going to be talking about sports. Hang with us. We'll be right back after one short break. That was Pumped Up Kicked by Foster the People. Foster the People is really big in Northern California. What was interesting, when I came to Dominican, I'm from Southern California, Palm Springs area specifically, I had never heard of Foster the People before. And I guess they were specific to Northern California. At least that's what their appeal was. Because as soon as I got here, I started hearing all the stuff about Foster the People, Don't Stop, Color on the Walls, Pumped Up Kicks, all that. And I'd never heard of it before, just in the previous week that I'd been in Southern California. Foster the People, now one of my favorites. Although I do kind of think that they're a one-hit wonder. At least a two-hit wonder. Kind of like CeeLo Green or Gnarls Barkley. You know, they're the same group. I don't want to explain it, but a couple good songs. But give it a couple months, they're not really going to be anywhere. So that's Foster the People for you. Penguin Radio, broadcasting live from the Tigris to the Euphrates or something like that. From the Yukon to the Euphrates. From the Tigris to Detroit. Something that alliterates. We're going to take care of some business real quick, talking about what's going on at Dominican. Relay for Life of Dominican University is coming up on campus. This is a big deal, and it's coming up faster than you may think. You may have seen information about it going around. I put door hangers up on every single door in my, in Fanjo, which is my dormitory hall, residence hall, whatever you want to call it. Now, I was about to say Foster the People. I wish there were going to be a Conlon Center. Relay for Life of Dominican is going to be at the Conlon Center on March 17th to March 18th. If you're not familiar with Relay for Life, it is an all-day, all-night event where, like, if you haven't done Relay for Life before, no problem with that. But if you have, you know how cool it is. I myself, I know I'm promoting it right now. I've never actually been a part of Relay for Life before, but I have this group of friends who's done it, like, every time it's been around in the Palm Springs area, and they're devoted to it, and it's a great experience. If you're not familiar with it, Relay for Life is cause of the American Cancer Society, which is one of America's leading cancer research charities and organizations. Their goal, or well, they call themselves the official sponsor of birthdays, saying that since eliminating cancer would result in more birthdays, why not call ourselves the original or the official sponsor of birthdays? So Relay for Life is a big all-day, all-night event from 10 a.m. to 10 a.m., 24 hours you'll spend with some of your closest friends, or if you don't have friends, you can make friends there. It's going to be at Conlon Gym. We're going to have some great performers. I myself am in charge of booking the performers, so they better be great. And if they're not, I'm the person to blame. So Relay for Life, big deal at Dominican. In addition, the university was awarded a free speech grant that benefits the First Amendment Advocacy Week. And I'm being told in this document, Penguin Radio DJs, please promote the following free speech event PSAs on your radio shows. So I'm going to read directly from this sheet. Promo number 2, Penguin Radio Broadcast. The First Amendment is cool. Without it, there would be no Facebook status updates, no explicit Chris Brown birthday cake lyrics, no vulgar stand-up comedy, and no Daily Show. But if you're like most Americans, you know very little about your free speech rights. So tune in to Penguin Radio this month as we bring you special broadcasts highlighting the First Amendment and its ultimate coolness as part of Stand Up, Sit Down, Speak Out campaign on campus March 12th to the 16th. Remember, free speech rocks. http://standupsitdownspeakout.com. I told you that I was going to read that verbatim, and I did, fulfilling my promises. So I mentioned that I had midterms today. I had about 3, math, big history, and ethics. Ethics went from 340 to 455, which kind of conflicted with the lacrosse games that I usually announce at. However, no matter, because I have the information for you. If you haven't been paying attention to Penguin lacrosse lately, it's been dominated by freshmen. Not to discredit any of the upperclassmen. They've put in work and they really make the foundation of the team. But these new freshman recruits, particularly Kevin Powers and Jake Fritz, both out of Issaquah, Washington, Issaquah High School, I've officially, maybe not officially, unofficially nicknamed them the Intruders from Issaquah, because these two have combined on seemingly endless amounts of assists and goals for the Penguins. So Kevin Powers, Jake Fritz combined for 9 goals, and in a game that was really defined by the Penguin defense. Sean Donahue, the goalie for Dominican, made 16 saves today as Dominican beat Westminster College of Utah, which is the NAIA's sixth ranked team in the nation. So NAIA one step below NCAA. Dominican was in the NAIA 2 years ago and now really making their way in the NCAA. No rhyme intended. This was Westminster's first loss of the season, and it was an 11-3 loss. Really big defensive effort by Dominican. So Jake Fritz scored the game's first 2 goals, and Kevin Powers got the next 4 in a row, I'm pretty sure, as Dominican launched 37 shots and controlled the game from the outset. They built an 8-1 lead in the third quarter after Westminster outscored the first 3 opponents 49-14 in the first 3 quarters, then throttled St. Mary's College club team 10-3 on Tuesday. So, I'll be right back with some quotes from the lacrosse team. I interviewed them today. However, I must say, my iPod is charging and I need to get it. So, the iPod containing those quotes is in the other corner of the room, and I don't want you to go without some music in between there. So, here is Jay-Z's Empire State of Mind, which should give you a hint as to where I will be going it wasn't intended. I'm not in charge of the music at all. I'm going to New York and DC over spring break. So here's one half of my trip.
Walking with my clique though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's
all right, after a brief intermission, I'm back and actually prepared. How unprofessional of me. I really apologize for that. But, you know, blame technology for being so simple that you can easily lose it in one pocket or the other. So I caught up with the goalie for Dominican's lacrosse team, Sean Donahue. Dave Albee, credit to him for allowing me to tag along. Dave is the guy who writes all the Penguin Athletic stories on DominicanAthletics.com, which you should really check out because it really is far and away the best site to get Dominican sports news on. It's better than the Marin IJ, the independent journal, the independent newspaper that's around the Marin County area. It's really top of the line. Game stories, photos, videos, you name it. So here's a bit of what Sean Donahue had to say after the game.
That's a win right there. Calls one.
What do you think your best save was today? The one that jumps out at me is the very one at the end of the first half.
Was it off the chest?
28, I think it was off the chest,
off
yeah.
Off the chest,
yeah.
I love those. Just kidding. putting your body up there, but those are the best.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about this team's 2-1 start?
I feel really comfortable with our team. We got a solid group of guys here. We just have to perfect the little things that are the little things that are stopping us from being as great as we can be.
All right, I'll let you go. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, that was Sean Donahue, the goalie for Dominican. As you could hear, a fairly windy day at Forest Meadows Field on the campus of Dominican University of California. Very cold as well. By the original start time of the game was supposed to be 4 p.m. They moved it up to 3:30 because of sunlight concerns. It was raining all morning, so it looked like that decision might have been a bad idea. However, the rain cleared up just in time for the game, literally 30 minutes before the beginning of the game. It stopped raining. It just stopped. I got rained on going to class. I got rained on coming from class, but when it came to lacrosse, no rain. It never rains at Forest Meadows Field. And now here's the head coach, Ned Webster, of Dominican lacrosse after the game.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Looking at their numbers coming in, the number of shots they had, how they had dominated their opponents, especially the first three periods, and you guys just shut them down. So was it sort of a focus on defense today because of that, or? Okay.
No, I think the focus was on all aspects of the game. We knew they were good. We knew they'd had success so far this year. We know they've had success for the past several years.
Yes.
They've always been a very steady, well-coached team. Mm-hmm. So we knew that we would have to play hard and we'd have to play smart.
Yeah, which you didn't at some point.
Which I'm not entirely sure we did either, unfortunately. I guess the thing that we can focus on is that we won, obviously, but it's nice to know that even when we're playing a pretty good team like Westminster, that even if we don't play well, we can still gut it out and win.
How was Sean in goal? He had 16 saves. They had a lot more shots than I thought. like 27 shots or something like that.
I was shocked. I didn't think he had that many saves.
Yeah, I didn't either. When I looked at it, I'm going...
If anything, yeah. When I looked at the saves, I thought their goalie had 16 and Sean had the 8.
Yeah.
I don't know if we kept all their goalies' saves or not, because I thought he made a lot of great saves. But no, Sean was very steady. I think the goals he let in were in tight. You know,
yes.
He made the saves he should make. And that's all we ask him to do each game.
Yeah, he credited the defense. They didn't have many shots that were... Most of their shots were from distance anyways. Right. Didn't have many shots in the paint. And I think they probably... They might have 4 or 5 in the paint and scored on 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking off the top of my head. But it seemed like it was a defensive contribution more like, yeah, your defenders and mids that did the job for him. And he was, you know, quick to credit them.
That's exactly that. Right. Yeah. I thought they had the ball a lot more than we did. Yeah. And if you look at the stats for... Face-offs, they beat us pretty good in that area, and the one area we always focus on is ground balls.
And they beat you in there, too.
And they beat us there, and that's, you know, that's the most disappointing part. You know, again, we want to focus on the positive that we won, but we have standards, and we didn't play to those standards today. And so that's the disappointing part. You know, I don't know whether it's because it was a weekday game. We've always been playing on a Saturday or Sunday where guys are fresh, and they've gotten a good night's sleep, and they haven't worried about their studies. But what I told the team when I addressed them after the game was that we have a lot of weekday games, and we can't be coming out flat.
Yeah.
We've got to be coming out hungry and fired up as we have the previous several games.
Yeah.
So that was the disappointing part, but I guess the good news is that we were flat, we won. And the next time, I hope we learn from today and we come out a little more energized.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was a spring break. Maybe it was all of that.
Finals. Yeah, you never know. I mean, I know the guys have been working hard and a lot of papers and tests. And so maybe mentally they've been drained, but it certainly looked that way.
Yeah. But a win is a win, as ugly as it may have looked and could have been sharper.
Correct.
That was Ned Webster, head coach for Dominican Lacrosse, and Dave Albee, one of the publicity and PR workers at Dominican. But coach may have given the guys kind of a hard time for coming out flat, but a win is a win, as Dave said, and even in spite of that, or despite that, they did a good job. Now the Penguins embark on their first road trip of the season on Monday, when they travel to Missouri for 3 games in 6 days, or as Brandon Davis, my boss, was saying, they embark to Missouri, not Missouri, because nobody wants to be in Missouri. They play Fontbonne University on Tuesday night and then visit Lindenwood University on Thursday night before ending the trip with a bang by facing Adelphi University, the number 2 ranked NCAA Division II team in the country, on March 11. You thought NYIT, New York Institute of Technology, was bad. Wait till you see Adelphi. Penguins hung tough with New York Tech. I would expect them to hang around even tougher when it comes to Adelphi. They only lost by, 3 goals in their game against New York Tech. Really, really great effort to see out of Dominican on that day. And they're going to do very well for the rest of the season. We'll keep you updated as far as any further lacrosse scores. Not next week, unfortunately, because it is spring break. So no episode of Do It Live on this upcoming Thursday. But the Thursday after that, we will be right back at you with, I don't know, maybe I'll interview the president while I'm in D.C. because that's totally likely to happen. If you're watching on Ustream, you can see my totally likely to happen face. I'm shaking my head as a hint. Also, one quick thing about Facebook. I challenged my listeners / viewers, actually my listener, seems like there's only one listener, to get as many people as you know to like the page, facebook.com/doitlive. If I get 125 people to like Do It Live's Facebook page, I will have my good friend Matthew Choma, my gooder friend Dustin Ussery, and perhaps a guy from the street named Gerard Cabarsi, all to do the Cinnamon Challenge live on Ustream, on Penguin Radio, for the entire world to watch. So get as many people as you know to like the page, because you don't want to miss out on people humiliating themselves in front of the entire world. And I'm not exaggerating. Literally anyone can listen to this radio station because it's broadcast on the internet. That unfortunately means that I have to follow in the same rules as a conventional radio station, so I can't say bad words. And I will try as I may to prevent my guests in the process of undertaking the Cinnamon Challenge to keep from using profanity, because from what I've seen, from what I've heard, it is pretty profanity laced, the reactions at least. Also, if you don't know what the Cinnamon Challenge is, good. Look it up online, because I don't want to be the person to have to explain it to you, because I'm not liable. Coming up next on Do It Live, we're going to interview some of the senior basketball players at Dominican. Stay tuned. You are doing it live. My name is Avery Jaffe. My social security number is 61. She said it's cold outside and she hands me a raincoat. She's always worried about things like that. She said it's all gonna end and it might as well be my fault. She only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it all. Sometimes the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it. She's got a little bit of something, and God, it's better than nothing. And in a color portrait, well, she believes that she's got it all. She swears the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining. She screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. Yeah, when she says, baby, yeah. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe. Of all that she used to. And the clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. Breaking news at this hour, Matchbox 20 is still irrelevant. Again, I'm not in charge of the music. I apologize for whatever that was. It is 8:30. It's the bottom of the hour, the top of the hour. I never quite figured that out. So it's time to report on some news. Earlier today, controversial conservative commentator Andrew Breitbart died at the age of 43. I was shocked. I was literally shocked to hear of his passing. It's no secret that I'm a staunch liberal. And it's no secret that Andrew Breitbart was a very, very, very staunch conservative. But to have somebody die at the age of 43, that's just shocking. Of all the people to pass away at the age of 43, I would have never guessed Andrew Breitbart. Breitbart earned his reputation as part of funding the investigation into Acorn, which ultimately resulted in their demise, that political organization's demise. very controversial for his selective editing of videos that made its subject seem a lot more guilty, actually just guilty. I'm going to be honest, the man was a flat-out liar and framed videos to put them in different contexts. He did that with Acorn. He did that with a USDA worker named Shirley Sherrod. Maybe his biggest claim to fame, however, was being the source of Anthony Weiner's downfall after posting the picture of the explicit tweet that he sent out accidentally on his website. Breitbart and I actually did meet Andrew Breitbart. I think it was 2 years ago, 1 year ago. He was at an event in Palm Springs that was under the guidance of the Koch brothers, who are a pair of billionaire brothers who are fairly libertarian in their political views. They own a lot of energy companies, and so they donate to Republican candidates because they end up passing policies that are favorable to their industries. And that's not me being biased or anything. That's just what it is. Like, Republicans want to help oil companies. So if an oil company donates to a Republican, they're probably going to help them out. And that's the same thing. The same thing works for Democrats. Just pick your issue. I'm not saying that Republicans are any better or any worse than Democrats. But Breitbart actually came out of the hotel. There was a rally. There was a protest against this meeting of the Koch brothers in Palm Springs. He came out of the hotel that was supposed to be very secretive on roller skates. And he roller skated around the crowd, shouting at us to be civil. I really don't remember. I actually was not part of the demonstration. I was just reporting it for my school newspaper. Very, very interesting sight to see, having a 40-year-old man on roller skates yell at you. Breitbart also recently was in the news for having yelled at Occupy protesters, saying, like, act your age, be civil. Really the same thing. He was a gadfly. And I'm not going to say, oh, it's a shame that he passed away. The fact is that he treated people very badly. He said Ted Kennedy deserved to die. He said awful things. But it's the news of the day, and we can't ignore that that happened. So that's the news that I thought you should know. Coming up next, we're going to interview Xavier Muldrow, Mark Lewis, and Xander McNally on Penguin Radio. This is Do It Live, and you're listening to it. Radio.Dominican.edu.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
What's the matter?
need.
And don't you know that they're out of touch? Well, should I try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase.
Welcome back to Do It Live on radio.dominican.edu and Ustream, tinyurl.com/doitlive. DU standing for Dominican University. And featured now on Do It Live are three men defining the four ideals of Dominican University.
Xander, can you name those? I've seen them in the gym, but I'm not sure.
I have right next to me Xander McNally from another DU, Denver University, Mark Lewis, and Xavier Muldrow. Guys, it's great to have you in studio today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you are all the three graduating members of Dominican's men's basketball team. And Mark, it's my first time meeting you. But guys, congratulations on ending your season at home, at least, on a really high note. That was a great game to be able to watch on Saturday. Xander, I'm going to start off with you just because you're what's getting the press looking at Dominican.
The cool one. Right.
Xander is tied currently for the NCAA Division II lead in steals. Previously, he'd been neck and neck with Jamico Werner of Adams State out of Colorado. His season just ended, so I don't want to jinx anything. But you're tied with him right now. He's not playing another game. And you have one more game left. Are you? How much are you thinking about it when you play your last game?
You know, I've tried all season not to think about it. You know, but I couldn't help it. I was usually looking at the live stats of what Adams State was doing to see what was going on. But there's a little pressure. I don't get one steal, and I don't get it. But you know, the worst, it's also at 99, so I won't get 100 either.
Yeah.
So that'll be a little weird. But you know, I don't know. We really are more focused on getting this win. You know, it's important to us. You know, we could finish with a winning record. We could finish with a big win on the road, which would, you know, mean a lot to our team.
Definitely.
So that's what we're focusing on.
That would send you to 10-8, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In conference.
Yep.
Now, Mark and Xavier, you've been with the program just for the past 4 years.
Yeah, all 4 years.
What's it been like this season? Not even talking about a new coach, but just going from being picked last to finishing above expectations for this year in the PacWest.
I'd say it's been exciting just because that's been so motivating, us being picked last. We have something to prove every night, and we have nothing to lose in every game. So going out there knowing we're supposed to lose and knowing that everyone thinks we're going to lose kind of gives us that edge.
Yeah, definitely. How did you first get involved with the program, Xavier? I'm sorry. Yeah, there's too many X-Men right now. I'll just call you X and you Xander, okay?
That works.
So X, how did you first get involved at Dominican?
Well, I came up on a recruiting trip my senior year in high school. And I came, met Coach T, met the guys, and it was far enough away from home to where my mom couldn't come up and check on me all the time.
Yeah.
If I did need to come home, I can always drive home. And I just fell in love with the campus, and it was one of the schools that would pay me to play basketball, so kind of perfect fit.
It's a good reason.
Yeah. And, I mean, you and Mark joined the team back when it was NAIA. What's been the difference between, like, that NAIA level competition now being in the NCAA, Mark?
I mean, the competition is, you know, night and day. We played some pretty, what was that, Golden State Baptist?
It was
like a high school JV team. I think they even let me start that game. But just the competition, the level of commitment from the coach and the staff, and, you know, we got the new athletic director with Terry Toomey,
mm-hmm.
and just the, you know, the resources and everyone's, you know, pouring in just a whole bunch of effort into this program, and it's been an awesome transition from NAI to D2 just because, you know, you feel like you're playing real college basketball now.
Yeah,
which is what we always wanted.
Yeah, definitely. Xander, you came as a transfer student, I guess, starting off at Denver. How did you – Denver was one of the schools I applied to for college.
Nice.
full disclosure. How did you end up at Dominican?
You know, I was out of Denver and doing pretty well as far as basketball was going. I worked my way into a starting spot and everything, but it ended up just not being the right school for me. So I came back. spent a year not in school, and I had a good relationship with the old coach here and one of the assistants as well. So I talked to him, and he had a spot for me. I was close to home, and it felt good. I took a few trips onto the campus and met some of the guys, and it felt good. So I wanted to see how it was, and I've had a great time here.
Great, great. Now, X, you are playing your last game in Riverside at Cal Baptist. Not quite Golden State Baptist, but kind of ending where you began, maybe. How far away is Cal Baptist from your house, and are you going to get your family there?
Cal Baptist is about 10 minutes away from home, so it's right down the street. And, my family, I'll have my mom and dad and my brother. Not my grandma or anything like that, but I have a couple of friends out there. And it'll feel good because my parents don't really get to see me play that much. So to end my college career, playing in front of my parents will be pretty exciting.
Okay. And Mark, you're from Canyon Country, California.
Yeah, good old Canyon Country, if you know where that is.
I have no idea.
That's the real name of the town.
I have no idea where it is.
Yeah, Canyon Country is in the city of Santa Clarita. It's just north of L.A. If you know where Magic Mountain is, when you're driving down there, it's right there. It's about an hour and a half drive to Golden State Baptist and to X's neighborhood. So I'm going to, you know, my family and friends are going to come down and see it, you know, because it is my last game. And it's because one of the only games we've had in SoCal in the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. And what's nice is that at least in future years, the PacWest is expanding now to
Point Loma and Azusa Pacific. So it's going to be nice to, you know, get all of California involved.
Exactly. And they actually just today announced they're going to do a postseason tournament with six teams.
Yeah.
They're going to be at like Azusa and then Point Loma a year after that.
Right.
Meanwhile, Holy Names rejected from the NCAA.
As they should be. As they should be.
Ian Collins.
I've not met his acquaintance, but I'm not going to say anything bad about him because odds are he's much taller than me.
Ian's a good guy.
Good, good. Xander, yes. I have to ask the Jeremy Lin question because that's the only reason why you've...
He's amazing.
These TV stations have been really picking up on Xander's story. In addition to being the NCAA Division II leader in steals, I mean, the Xander's been on TV twice now.
Yeah.
And they'll say, and joining us now, it's the brother of a Harvard basketball player who once practiced with Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, that Cron 4, they did introduce me that way, and that was a little, it threw me off. They didn't tell me they were doing that before. So, yeah, you know, I've met the guy a few times, and I've played with him a few times. I've played with him a few more than, he probably doesn't remember playing against me, but I remember playing against him. So, yeah, he's a really special player, and my brother's known that forever. You know, he played with him for a year out at Harvard, and I got a chance to play with that team out there, and then I also played with him at the Pro-Am in the city, and you know, he's sneaky good. You're not gonna see him and think he's gonna blow by you, but it, you know, next thing you know, he's got 20 points.
Mm-hmm. All right, now just focusing back on Dominican, we only have a couple minutes left in the interview. What have you gotten? You're all seniors now. What have you gotten out of your Dominican experience, from academics just to the environment? Like, what do you like most about Dominican, Mark? I mean, you served as the student body president last year.
I mean, I felt like as a person, I've grown a whole bunch. Coming out of high school, I felt like I was, you know, your average dumb jock just into basketball and nothing else. And then I came here and really, you know, the small class sizes and just everything about Dominican and what it has to offer has really changed me as a person. So I'm really blessed and fortunate that I got to come here, play basketball for 4 years, playing a whole bunch of games. And then, like you said, get the experience in student government and, you know, internship opportunities and everything. And if I could go back and do it again, I'd definitely come here.
Right. And X, I know that you're going to be back here at least for one more year because of the business program. So what's next for you? What are you looking to do after Dominican? What have you gotten out of being here?
Like Mark said, it's just been like a blessing basically to play basketball as well as get a quality education. And next year I'm in the NBA program here, so I'll be around. I'll see you around for one more year at least.
Great.
And then after that, I don't really know, but in the future, I do want to open up my own recreational center, preferably in the Bay Area, just because I see, coming from SoCal, that they don't really have one up here. So that'd be an awesome experience that I think I'd want to do.
And Xander, what's next for Xander? I'm not even. Yeah, it's. NBA. I'm sure that's gotten old for you.
Yeah, it's, I like it. I act like I don't.
But. Okay, okay, okay. You know, no, I was actually thinking of doing that before Mark, the guy who I stand in for as far as public address is concerned, because I was looking at like the NBA, not to totally distract you from the original point.
That's
all looking
right.
At the NBA, the guy for the Detroit Pistons.
I know went, exactly what you're talking about, the Detroit basketball guy.
Yeah. The most obnoxious public address announcer in the entire NBA, which is saying something because they just scream into the microphone. He says, Chauncey Billups. So, you know, you got that NBA appeal. So what is next for you? Not relating to my regardless tangent on Detroit.
I'm not sure. You know, I'm going to explore any options I have to play basketball, but, you know, that's a long shot, and I know that. But, you know, if somebody will give me some money to play basketball, I would definitely take it. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to try and get a job in the marketing industry I'm still open to it. I don't really know what I'm going to do.
As long as you don't end up in Europe playing for like FC Scorsese.
It might sound bad to you. I would love that more than anything.
Okay. No, I'm just getting a train. I think it's less acceptable for like people who've played in the NBA, like people who are in the NBA who just go over to Europe.
Yeah, that's
money.
True. That's true.
It's like, God, you play for the Lakers last year. You can't just go over to Europe.
Yeah, right. Different situation.
But guys, I really appreciated you coming in tonight, and I'm really positive that Dominicans appreciated what you've brought to the court for these past couple of seasons. Thanks for joining me tonight and for doing it live.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be right back with our pre-recorded interview with Tucky DeCoy. One by U2. I know you're getting about like 40 seconds worth of songs, but that's one of my favorites, pun intended. And now from earlier today, it's my interview with Tucky DeCoy. Take it away, Avery, from an hour and a half ago. Thanks, Avery. Now, live on tape by Tucky DeCoy, the beloved senior, lone senior on the Dominican women's basketball team. First off, I'm saying Tucky correctly, am I?
Yeah, you definitely are.
Okay, so I heard some people trying to pronounce it. Now, if I'm not mistaken, your full name is Timano Fuka Tucky DeCoy, is that correct?
That's correct.
And what does that mean?
It actually means messenger bird. In my culture, we have, it's very spiritual as far as like how we're named and things. So there's believed to have been a bit of a story background behind that. Do you want to hear it? Or?
Sure. You're from New Zealand, right? Maori?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
So my grandfather's very spiritual, again, going back to that. And my grandmother couldn't be at my birth, but he was. And I wasn't named when I was born, nor do we talk about names beforehand. So it's kind of just what happens on the day, or if there's like some kind of sign that's basically what your name is going to be. So apparently a bird was at the window when I was born about 3 days later or something. and which was kind of a sign for my grandfather. And then the same day, my grandmother got had a bird come to her window, and somehow they talked about it after when I was at home with them, and they came to the idea that they're going to call me Te Manu Whakataki, which means messenger bird, and has something to do with the fact that my grandmother couldn't be at my birth, and yeah, just the whole spiritual meaning behind it. So that's that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a mouthful. So.
Hey, I got to announce your last game, so it was my pleasure to identify you by your full name. At least one time, and then I reverted back to Tucky for the remaining part of the game.
Yeah, well, you did a good job. It's honestly, when we go on the road, it's really funny each time. Me and my teammates just have a little joke behind about how they pronounce my name and stuff, but it happens all the time, but you really did make a good pronunciation out of it. So I got to give it to you on that one.
Okay, well, this wasn't freshman announcer night. It was senior night for Tucky. You're from New Zealand. How did you end up at Dominican?
Good question. Well, I get it a lot. And so now and then, every time when I am asked that, my story just gets shorter and shorter because it's, you know, so familiar.
A short story is a fine story.
Well, you're right. Yeah. But I guess for me, I came out here in high school for my high school basketball team. And I played in Marin against other high schools and traveled throughout other states as well. And then I just decided in my senior year that I wanted to come here for college because we don't have college sports in New Zealand. So I was grateful enough to get in contact with Coach Chambers here. I was also looking into going to Cal Poly and other small private institutions. So it just worked out that Dominican was available to me and had the best opportunities for me. So I made the move over here.
Yeah, so you're a student athlete, and what you're talking about opportunities, not just on the court. What's your major?
I'm a biology major.
Okay, and what are you planning to do after graduation?
After I graduate, I don't have any dead set decisions as of yet. Sorry, but I'm looking into either staying here to work. I haven't really discussed that much with other people. I just say that I'm going back to New Zealand and going to graduate school there. And again, so if I don't end up staying here to work, I'll return back to New Zealand and go to graduate school to become a physical therapist, as well as working back home using my biology degree. Otherwise, if, say, that doesn't work out or I feel like I want to be ambitious again, I might make the move to Australia and study and work over there. So right now, still up in the air, but once basketball is done after this weekend and spring break is done, I'll be able to really make some decisions about next year and stuff. So
every time somebody describes you, she's the nicest person, she's the most beloved person on campus, and you have that going for you, and that's really going to help you with your future endeavors. What are your overall thoughts on Dominican, and what's your final impression of the school?
So as far as Dominican as a whole, I think I've learned a lot being a part of the basketball program here. Coming in as a freshman and especially being an international student, it was really just a whole change of culture for me. But I think that when I came here, I had a lot of leadership from seniors when I came here and juniors and other members of my team who really got me incorporated with the whole culture here and just, you know, being a committed athlete. And at the same time, there were people who I knew who maybe weren't as involved in things. So I'm really like a social learner when it comes to those kind of things. And I take note or observe a lot of things that strengths that people have as well as weaknesses, and I really try to translate that in how I act around here. So I've really made an effort to learn from other people, which I can say here is a big thing because you're really a community at Dominican, which if you ask any other student there, that's probably the number one, you know, thing that they'll say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
You can't hide from your community around you at Dominican.
Exactly. So just a lot of interaction with other people, learning from other people has really made me a better person and has really, outside the classroom and just from being here at Dominican, has taught me a lot about carrying myself as a person and fine-tune skills that I've already had, but, you know, through interaction have really embraced and got a lot more confident in using. So, yeah, I think my overall impression of the school is that it's done a lot for me. I think about it in this way, like, if I wasn't here and if I was at university in, say, New Zealand, I think I would wonder every single day how it would, what it would be like to be somewhere else or be here. But I know I made the right decision to be at Dominican, coming from New Zealand, just because I don't think there's a day where I wonder what it would be like to be in New Zealand. So I kind of take it that way as far as knowing my place and finding my place here.
Well, the most important part, apart from being happy with your decision, from as much as you've learned from the Dominican community and from learning from your peers, you still have your same Kiwi accent. So we thank you for that, Tucky. Tucky Tokoi, the senior on the women's basketball team for Dominican University of California. Go Penguins. Tucky, best of luck in your future endeavors, and we really mean it.
Oh, thanks, Avery. Yeah. Well, it's been nice getting to know you this year, and you've really made an impact in this school for
the
amount of time you've been here. So thanks a lot for having me.
All right. Thanks, Tucky. That was Tucky Tokoi, the lone senior on the women's basketball team at Dominican University of California. Well, the end is nigh, and it's about our time. I'd like to thank Tucky, Xander McNally, Xavier Muldrow, Mark Lewis, and all of the folks who have been interviewed today as part of Do It Live. We really appreciate your commitment to the school and what you've contributed so far this year. So, just to wrap up, you can do it live anytime on our blog at doitlive.blogspot.com. This episode of Do It Live will be podcasted and saved for all of eternity, accessible at radio.dominican.edu. We've recorded our live video stream, so you can see Mark Lewis, Xavier Muldrow, and Xander McNally in studio. We'll be posting that later on tonight on Ustream, tinyurl.com/doitlive. And as always, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/doitlive. In case you haven't heard, the name of the show is Do It Live. Tell your friends, tell your family. I'm Avery Jaffe, and you just did it live. I'll see you right back here, not next week, but 2 weeks from now. Do It Live, Thursdays at 8, only on Penguin Radio.
The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when to